In Dark Corners, the series about abuse in boarding schools, returns to Radio 4 and BBC Sounds tonight, with the new episodes based largely on the immense response that the host Alex Renton had when he first began writing and talking about the sexual abuse he suffered at school. One of the contributors in the new series has been given the pseudonym Charles.
My abuser told me that he loved me, that I was, you know, the only person that he cared about. Sweets. Nothing original about that. As I got older, cans of beer.
Charles says that Price manipulated, then molested boys in the cricket team he coached.
I can think of at least three or four of us who were part of this friendship group. The others, I sort of knew that something may be going on, but we never really talked about it. I always look back and just wonder what I could have done differently and been a bit braver.
Well, Nicky Campbell also features in the new series. He both experienced and witnessed abuse while he was at school.
Morning, Michelle.
Here in the studio. Morning, Nicky. And Alex Renton is on the line. Morning to you as well, Alex.
Morning, Michelle.
Tell us first about that experience of people coming forward and contacting you after what they heard in the first series.
Well, I mean, not least because Nicky very bravely came out about and started talking about what had happened to him and his friends at Edinburgh Academy, which we'd also featured. A really huge number, I mean, I suppose about 300 emails in the next few weeks alleging serious abuse at various different schools came through to me. And then in South Africa, we started getting a reaction because two of these key teachers, including the one Charles was talking about just there, had gone to South Africa after these alleged crimes in UK. And the significant thing then, of course, is that men in South Africa who they taught, as you might expect, have started alleging similar assaults on them there. And that it means that 50 years on, that justice may at last be coming their way. And for these 50 or 60 survivors in South Africa, what it also means is that the extradition system in between Britain and South Africa has not worked. I mean, 6 years we've been waiting for these men to be brought back to face justice.
Justice or potential justice after 50 years is just extraordinary. Nicky, in what happened to you and what you saw, did you, after you were at school, talk privately to school friends? Was it ever a discussion between you? Do you remember when? Or was it a completely closed book until recently?
No, it was an oblique discussion. But none of my friends, well, there was one, but most of my friends didn't say specifically this happened to me. But we used to say, oh, Edgar, my goodness me, and other teachers, how did they get away with it? Our parents paid quite a lot of money to send us to those schools, and I think to an extent we were protecting them as well. And we didn't know it was wrong because people in authority were doing it. But what, excuse me, what is new is that we've had the two allegations that we've established from boys who are on the WhatsApp group and also elsewhere of survivors of Edgar, saying that their parents did complain to the Edinburgh Academy at the time. In one case, they were told, no, this is going to cause too much bother. And in another case, the people who complained, the mother was a very significant literary figure, and the father was a journalist, and they had to do something.
Because the parents were prominent.
Yeah, and liberal, prominent parents who thought, this is wrong. And they complained, and the school got rid of Edgar. That's the allegation. And got rid of Edgar, and Alex can pick it up here, means sending him to Fetis.
Yes.
Another school. And Alex, just hang on a second, because I just want to bring in the statement that we've had from Edinburgh Academy, saying that they're working closely with the relevant authorities, including Police Scotland and the Scottish Child Abuse Inquiry, and that they've done this from the outset of the Scottish Child Abuse Inquiry. I do want to ask you about this experience. I mean, you mentioned a WhatsApp group, and for both of you, and I can imagine that suddenly, you know, you're in communication with people who you hadn't talked to for years and years. Is that experience cathartic, or is it just dragging you into all of this again? Alex?
I think I've found, I mean, for the Ashdown House survivors, which is where David Price, the alleged abuser in in who's now in South Africa, taught. And all, I was there, and all of us there have found, yes, I mean, we were so drilled into not speaking up and into you know, into stiff upper lipness. And I think this is sort of thing that, you know, the abusers played on the fact that children feel shame and guilt and use that against us. So it is immensely liberating. Mm. And I think most of all the people who've come forward and whose cases I've investigated would say they're really glad they spoke up and shed the light on it. Mm-hmm. And also try to bring to book the fact that, as Nikki says, the authorities at these schools knew what happened. They heard complaints from children and from parents. And if they'd done their job, these men we've interviewed in South Africa would not have been abused, because these men would have been stopped in Britain and when this first happened.
Yeah, it's a grimly familiar tale in this narrative, yeah. Isn't it? And Alex's programme is extraordinary, not least so from my point of view and the point of view of my contemporaries and friends, in that all of a sudden there is a survivor from South Africa. And I availed one of my closest friends who suffered at the hands of Edgar with the interview last week of Stephen, who's come forward in South Africa. And he said, goodness me, he said he found it so emotional. He said it was like hearing my story with a South African accent, because it was routine and it was opportunistic. And if the WhatsApp group is extraordinary, there's such a sense of solidarity. But I've had private conversations as regards Edgar with people on the WhatsApp group, and they say that I was abused, but they say so was X and so was Y and so was Z, and I saw them being abused too, and they haven't come forward, and I totally and utterly respect that. But his modus operandi was people lying up at the desk to have their jotters marked, and he was 5 years at the academy and 5 years at Fetties and then beyond that, and there's no way that he abused merely 10 people a year. And so if you actually are as good as maths as Rishi Sunak wants us to be, you can work out that it's an extraordinary figure. And I mean, these two abusers, the one that Alex is talking about, Ashdown House, and also Edgar, they're two of the biggest abusers in the school system. But Edgar himself, it ends up as a phenomenal and terrifying figure.
And where schools did get these complaints and they decided not to chuck out the relevant people, and they sent them on with other schools to a reference or whatever. Do you think that is because the relevant teachers were their friends and they didn't want, you know, was it personal relationships that got in the way? Because it's hard to imagine why you wouldn't act in those circumstances.
It's terrifying. I mean, we're not talking so very long ago. I mean, the 70s and the 80s. And I think, you know, there's a clear pattern. And I've looked at hundreds of schools. I mean, I've been doing this work for 9 years, and I've had over 1,000 allegations about, chiefly about private and boarding schools. And there's an arrogance, and but above all, a desire to put reputation before anything, before child safety. That's the shocking thing, and that's why we need what's called mandatory reporting, mm-hmm. which the government is considering, which would be a legal duty to report suspicion of abuse on a child in any school or in any vulnerable person in a reserved situation. That would have stopped Nikki and me and all these people being abused
back
listening.
Then.
And many listening, and that system is still not in safe. Children in these situations in residential care are still not as safe as they could and should be.
Well, the programme is on at 8 o'clock tonight and on BBC Sounds as well. Alex Renton, Nikki Campbell, thank you both.
Thank you.